This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, May 11th. God's word to you today is seek clarity. Our scripture reading is taken from Daniel 2, verse 47, and it says, "The king said to Daniel, 'Truly your God is the greatest of gods, the Lord over kings, a revealer of mysteries, for you have been able to reveal this secret.'" What is God saying? This should be the most paramount pursuit of every believer when it comes to the supernatural in general and dreams. For instance, some people have come up with symbolic mapping for symbolic representations in dreams, but things do not always play out like that. A snake, for instance, is not necessarily a good thing. But when Moses dropped his rod on the ground, what did it become? When he picked it up again, it became a rod. The point is, what is God saying about your dreams? Searching out God's position makes us deeply reliant on the Holy Spirit and not on a body of knowledge that is obviously not accurate. Sadly, a lot of people prefer to rely on a body of knowledge, a book they consult, thus making it a scientific endeavor or research activity. However, a dream is a spiritual experience, and spiritual things can only be spiritually discerned. When you have a dream, you need to ask the Holy Spirit what it means, because dreams are usually in riddles or in hidden languages. God said to Aaron and Miriam in Numbers 12, verse 6, "If there were prophets among you, I, the Lord, will reveal myself in visions. I would speak to them in dreams." Verses 7 and 8 say, "But not with my servant Moses. Of all my house, he is the one I trust. I speak to him face to face, clearly, and not in riddles. He sees the Lord as he is." There is a big, huge difference. With dreams, you need also to be aware, like the Bible says, that dreams can come from a multitude of business. Ecclesiastes 5:3. If you are really preoccupied about something, you can actually dream about it. The story is told of a man who had a revelation of who he was going to get married to. Naturally, the pastor asked to know who the person was and how the man knew. He told his pastor the person, and the pastor said, "No, it cannot be that person." However, the young man insisted that it was because he had the same dream three times. He claimed that when he dreams even once, it is usually accurate. This time around, he had the same dream three times. In the dream, he was walking down the aisle with the lady on his right hand, and his pastor was the one that joined them in marriage. He said, "Pastor, it was you that God used." "But this woman cannot be the one," the pastor said. "This woman is married with three children." Sometimes, it is what people are most afraid of that becomes most prominent in their dreams. God obviously speaks through dreams. But a lot of times, dreams come from a multitude of business. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help me discern my dreams and know your voice clearly. I pray for the God Who Do It Again service. Glorify yourself in every life, in God's favorite house. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.